السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين يستكبرون عن عبادتي سيدخلون جهنم داخرين. وقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: وعباد الرحمن الذين يمشون على الأرض هونا وإذا خاطبهم الجاهلون قالوا سلاما. صدق الله العظيم. علماء کرام, most respected brothers and also sisters who listen over the receivers, just before Ramadan we were discussing one episode in the life of Hazrat Hatim Asam Rahmatullah Ali and Hazrat Shaqiq Balkhi Rahmatullah Ali. But then with the onset of Ramadan we switched over to some other topics. One of the issues that was mentioned there was about pride, and that is where we had stopped. As far as pride is concerned, the Quran Sharif has mentioned in many, many places, and the hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, many places, what destruction pride causes. Right from the beginning of the history of man, from the time that Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam was born, we know that it was this pride which caused the rejection of shaitan. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala ordered him to make sajda to Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, but it was his pride that kept him away from making this one sajda to Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. I have mentioned this before too, that there shaitan refused to make one sajda to Adam alayhi salatu wasalam on the hukam of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, so therefore he was rejected. Until Qiyamah day, people reciting the Quran Sharif, they will say, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. And in the Quran Sharif itself, when that ayat will come, then they will recite that shaitanir rajim, shaitan the rejected one. On the tongues of children, on the tongues of elders, on the tongues of every Muslim, this A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim is there for many, many occasions when the person is seeking Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's protection from the attacks of nafs and shaitan. So just one sajda shaitan refused to make, and look at the rejection. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's hukam that we should be making 5 times of salat, and how many sajdas in those salats. Now when a person refuses to make those sajdas, then if he does not become the brother of shaitan, then what else does he become? And this is the reason, because Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam himself emphasized so much on salat. Take all the anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, whatever was the hukam of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, they fulfilled. Even if a person makes jihad all his life, if a person sacrifices all the wealth that he has for the sake of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he gives everything away in charity. Everything he gives away in charity. He does not leave behind a single cent in his home. Even if he have millions, he gives it away. Then too, that does not absolve him or does not give him any kind of license to forego his salat. That much importance was placed on salat. Take everyone, then all the companions of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, they all were charitable. But we just take it for granted that if a person is charitable, we say, now he's a jannati, finish. nothing more to do. Whether he's got salat in his life or hasn't got. Whether he's got akhlaq and muamlat and muasharat, all the transactions, etiquette, dealings. Whether all that is right or not, then we give the person a certificate that you are jannati. Why? Because you gave a lot of charities. Whereas, all the companions of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam himself, who could have been more charitable than him? Yet, did Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam miss one sajda in his life? Besides the 5-time daily salat, in fact, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, even the tahajjud salat, some say it was farz for him. For the ummah, it was sunnat. And how many other salats he made. So the rejection by shaitan was on account of his pride. He said, khalaqatani min nar wa khalaqtahu min tuin. So this pride is, as we always refer to, as a killer disease. It has destroyed many a people in the past, and it will continue to destroy in the future. And it comes on account of various achievements that a person has, which he attributes to his own effort. There is no doubt that the person will have to make some effort. Most of the time he makes some effort. But as I have repeatedly mentioned, that who is it that gives the person this ability to make that effort? When a person is paralyzed, then he can do nothing. If the person's intelligence is taken away, if the person becomes mad and insane, then finished. So it is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala who gives the person the ability. So therefore, attribute whatever we have to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That's all. Make shukr of it, that Ya Allah, it is your fazal, your ihsan, that you blessed me with wealth, you blessed me with piety, you blessed me with beauty, you blessed me with good clothes, with good home, or good car, or whatever the person has. As long as he attributes it to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then he will be distancing himself from pride. But the moment he thinks that all these are my achievements, then he will consider the others as being inferior. Sometimes due to color, he will think that the other person is inferior. Whereas the color is not his choice. No person in the mother's stomach had any kind of choice. All those who were born up till now, the billions that came into this world and left. Which person first sent a request to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that I wish to be born white or brown or black? It is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's choice, so there cannot be any kind of superiority and inferiority on the basis of color, discrimination on the basis of color. It is stupidity, because it is not in the person's ability. It is not something that he can plan, he can program, and he can achieve with his will. The person came away into this world, he came with whatever color Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala chose. Therefore Allah ta'ala does not look at color at all. Then if it comes to wealth, again it is something that a person does not come with into this world with. It is not something that he brought from somewhere. After he came into this world, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave him the wealth. So if a person is proud about his wealth, and he gets arrogance because of his wealth, and he walks on the earth with pomp and pride, so then he is stupid and foolish, because it is not something that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala looks at, and it is not something that he brought from his mother's stomach. So we will have to attribute whatever we have. If a person has qualifications, he has chain of degrees, so he could have burned the midnight oil, he could have studied, he could have read up all the books and made great preparation for the examinations and everything. But once again, where did he bring the brains from? Where did he bring the memory from? If a person does not have a memory, he can keep on reading and reading and reading, nothing will remain inside there. Then can he write examinations? Whether it is a scientist, whether it is an engineer, whether it is a doctor, whether it is a philosopher, whoever he may be, whatever he reads, whatever he researches, then it must remain in his memory. If he doesn't retain anything in his memory, he is blank, completely blank, then if he goes into the examination room, can he write any paper? So whatever the person has, if he has to attribute it to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's gift, then it will distance him from pride. But if the person thinks that this ibadat is my achievement, this wealth is my achievement, These degrees and qualifications is all my achievement. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has got nothing to do with it. So then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala destroys that person sooner or later. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has snatched away big kingdoms from people. Fir'aun, Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, how many times he invited him? On one occasion he told Fir'aun that you accept this deen of Allah Ta'ala, believe in the oneness and the greatness of Allah Ta'ala. This claim of yours, Ana Rabbukum al-Ala, is stupidity and foolishness. How can you be the Rabb Supreme? How can you be the Lord Supreme when you are a created being yourself? But he wouldn't listen. But this time when Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam told him that your kingdom will remain with you, because that's the only thing they want, kingdom. So he said, this, that you accept the deen of Allah Ta'ala, your kingdom will remain with you. We will not take away your kingdom. Allah Ta'ala will keep it with you. So then again he said, let me consult my minister Haman. His prime minister Haman. He said, I must consult him. When he consulted him, then Haman told him that up till now you have been worshipped. People are considering you and believing in you as the Lord Supreme. They were not believing in him as Lord Supreme. He thought they were believing because they were afraid of his wrath and of his forces and of his military. Therefore, they had to worship him. They said, but at present you are being worshipped. And if you are going to believe in the oneness of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, then you will become a worshipper. So what a difference. At present you are being worshipped and then you will become a worshipper. You will have to worship Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So he refused to accept it. Now what was that kept him away? Again, the same thing, pride. It was pride that kept him away. So Shaitan, he was rejected. All these people like Fir'aun, Haman, Namrud, Shaddad, in everybody's life you will find nothing but pride. It was pride and arrogance. Abu Jahl recognized Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam 100% that he was the Rasul of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. There was no question of Abu Jahl not recognizing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam as a Nabi of Allah Ta'ala. Abu Lahab recognized him. So many Jews of the time, they recognized Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, just as the Quran Sharif says that kama ya'rifuna abna'ahum, that if a person is told, is this your child, how he recognizes him, this is my child. Like that, he said, they knew that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is the Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But again, it was that same pride, that a person does not want to humble himself. But they forget that when the person humbles himself, that is when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives him true elevation. That is when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala puts his love into hearts of people. Then that person, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he gives him elevation. But if the person has pride, then one hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, in that hadith sharif, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, how beautifully he says, man tawada'a lillah rafa'ahu Allah. The person who adopts humility, the person who adopts tawazu, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will give him elevation. And that will come into the hearts of people. Otherwise, as far as pride is concerned, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that this person who is proud and arrogant, then he goes on increasing in his pride until in the hearts of the people, he is no better than a pig. In the hearts of people, they consider him nothing better than a pig. He is considered to be a pig. He in his own heart and mind thinks that I am somebody. And therefore he walks with pride and arrogance on the land. So everything has got to do with the heart. Now that person is thinking I am something, but in the eye of the people he is nothing. And this happens around the world. We see that in many, many countries and everywhere, even in our country, that many people are merely respected because of their strength and because of the force that they have and because of the military might or because of that wealth that they have or because they have some kind of authority. Therefore, they are being respected. And that person thinks that, look, I am being respected. I've got so many bodyguards and I've got so many people following me and so many people making salam to me and so many people congratulating and greeting me. Now the person becomes even more proud. But what happens is the moment that position is taken away from that person, that chair on which he was sitting, that authority that he had, that control that he was exercising, the moment it is taken away, he is outvoted, then people do not even remember his name after that. They don't even know whether he existed. After 50 years, somewhere in the newspaper, when it appears that so and so, who was at one time the Prime Minister, or he was some cabinet minister, or he was an MP, then he died. Then somebody recalled that, oh, sometimes in history this person was existing. But look at the awliya, look at the Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's beloved servants, look at the anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam, look at the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The books of history are filled with their stories, and little children, they talk about them. So many places the people, they go and visit the mazars of the awliya. And to visit the mazar is nothing wrong. If the person was a true saint, saintly figure, the person was a very pious and a righteous servant of Allah Ta'ala, he was a wali, a kamil, not just bogus. Then if a person goes to visit the mazar, there's nothing wrong. What is wrong is that the person must not seek directly from the people that are there. He must say, Ya Allah, this person was a pious person, he was your wali, and in my opinion, he was very close to you. So therefore, with the barakat of the good deeds of this person, my beloved Allah, you bless me with ABC, whatever the person wants. Read and send sawab. Then there's nothing wrong. But look at the people in the world, they go. And look at the respect that those awliya-i-kiram still have in the hearts of the people around the globe. That is what we term as izzat and respect. So, man tawada'a lillah rafa'ahu Allah. That the person who adopts humility, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala elevates him, increases his respect and honor. And man takabbara wada'ahu Allah. And the person who makes takabbur, the person who makes takabbur, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala flattens the person. And I mentioned this before too, that whenever a person made a loud and a bold claim about himself, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala flattened the person. The Spanish Armada, in our school days we read about the Spanish Armada, and they called it the invincible Armada. Invincible army it was. And it was defeated. In the battle it was defeated. When they said that the Titanic is the unsinkable ship, it doesn't sink. In its maiden voyage, the Titanic sank. Anyone who claimed that I am the greatest, he was flattened. When Muhammad Ali Clay claimed that I am the greatest, he was flattened. So never ever make that kind of claim. Always adopt humility. If a person has got some achievement, then at that time attribute it to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Don't ever attribute it to oneself. Hazrat Mutarif bin Abdullah Ramatullah Ali, he saw Muhlib, and this person was in the army of Hajjaj bin Yusuf, who was a great zalim, very unjust ruler. So many people were made shaheed by him. So he saw him walking with great pride and arrogance. So he reprimanded him. So Muhlib turned round and told to Hazrat Mutarif, he said, don't you know who I am? He said, yes, I know very well who you are. You are born from an insignificant drop. You are born from what? Insignificant drop of water, the sperm. And then he said, when you are going to die, your corpse will rot and stench will emanate from your corpse. That will be the end result. And in between, as you are living in this world, you are carrying so much of filth in your body. What you walking with pride? I know who you are. So this pride is something that has destroyed many, many people. And it comes, as I said, when a person is blessed with beauty, or with wealth, or with properties, or with qualifications, with degrees, or with any kind of power and authority, then the person begins to believe that he is somebody in the world, and then looks down upon others. Somebody asked Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam that a person likes that his clothes must be good, his shoes must be good, is that pride? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, that is not pride. Person likes, he must wear good clothes, wear good shoes, nothing wrong with that. As long as it does not imitate the dress of the kuffar and the fusaq, or people of other faith and practices. But there's nothing wrong with that. He said it is when the person is rejecting haq and is looking down upon others. That is pride. That a person is told that this is the truth, but his pride does not allow him to accept it. And instead of accepting it, the person finds fault in the person who is telling him that this is wrong, or this is what you should be doing. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he recited the verse of the Quran Sharif, وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُ اتَّقِ اللَّهِ أَخَذَتْهُ الْعِزَّةُ مِنَ الْإِسْمِ. So he recited the ayat and he said a person stands up and the person says that you must do this or this is haq. So he was killed. Because the person was a zalim, so he killed him. He had him killed. Why? Because he spoke the truth. So he had him killed. He said then another person stood up and said that why did you kill this person? He was speaking haq. He was saying the truth. Why did you kill him? So he killed him too. So the person who spoke the haq and truth, he was killed. And the person who said, why did you kill him? He was also killed. Now that is what happens. That when the person has got pride, so then he does not want to listen to the truth. It hurts him. As I have mentioned many times, Naseha mat kar nasihat dil mera ghabrawe hai. Naseha mat kar nasihat dil mera ghabrawe hai. Main samjhu hoon usko dushman jo mujhe samjhawe hai. Oh, you are making nasihat, don't make nasihat to me, because my heart, the palpitation increases when you tell me you must make namaz 5 times a day, must stay away from the cinemas and rave clubs and discos and dance clubs and from drugs and from wine and from haram quarters. Then my heart begins to palpitate. And I consider that person as my dushman, as my enemy, the person who makes nasihat to me. Now that is pride, that the person does not want to accept it. His nafs is hurt. Whereas when a person has to pass some kind of comment or criticize or say anything, what we must do is look into that criticism. If there is truth in it, then we must accept it. Even if it is coming from a little child, we must have no hesitation in accepting it. So much so that if it's coming from our enemy also, we must have no hesitation in accepting it if it is the truth. And if it is just due to jealousy, to malice, or to any other reason, then after that, forgive the person, overlook it, or resolve the problem. But if it is coming from anyone, and it is the truth, then we must accept it. Now here what happens is that, say the person when he is told that this is haq, this is the truth, this is wrong, this is right, then what the person does is immediately finds a fault with the person who is saying that. Why don't you look at yourself? You have got all these weaknesses in you, why don't you put yourself right? Now instead of looking into that nasihat that was made, his pride and his arrogance did not allow him to accept that nasihat, and instead he started finding the faults in the person who was saying. So even though that person who is saying or giving that nasihat, he may have faults. We don't say he doesn't. Who doesn't have faults? But we should not be arrogant and proud and ignore that nasihat that the person has made and immediately find faults with that person himself. That is pride. Therefore Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he dearly loves. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala say on the day of Qiyamah, he will neither speak and nor cast a glance of mercy and rahmat. And Allah ta'ala will give the person severe punishment. Three people are mentioned in there. One is the person who is an old person and he is still committing zina. Because what is that old person now waiting for? Is he waiting for youth to come? Doesn't the person know that any time now the angel of death is going to take him away from the surface of this earth? How can an old person even think of zina when suddenly he can have a heart attack and disappear from this world and die in that state? Or any other sin that he is engaging in. But here it is mentioned about zina, because that is the worst thing that a person can do in old age, committing zina. And look at the number of our old people who are engaged in all kinds of zina. And if not the actual zina, then the zina of the eyes and zina of the ears and zina of the tongue. There's so many people that are engaged in it. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala hates the person very, very much. Then that person who is a poor person, the person who is poor, but he has got great pride in him. The person is poor. That means he doesn't even have anything much to be proud about and brag about. But still he is walking on the surface of the earth with great pride and arrogance. Does not want to accept haq, does not want to make salat, does not want to turn towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And the third one is the king, who is a liar. Now what was the need for the king to be speaking lies? When he's got everything with him, what must he speak lies for? But the king is also speaking lies. And then in another hadith sharif, now we can't go on to that, there's no time. But there it is mentioned that the person whom Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala dearly loves, he dearly loves the rich person who is giving charity is loved by Allah ta'ala. But when the poor person is giving charity, he is even more loved by Allah ta'ala. And if the rich person, if the poor person is adopting tawazu, humility, he is loved by Allah ta'ala. But when the rich person, or the person in other words who's got wealth, he's got power, he's got authority, he's got government, he's got everything, when he humbles himself, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala loves that person very, very dearly and rewards him with greatly in this world and in the akhirat. So this is a very important part of our lives. We are all talking about lots of other things, but when it comes to the real practical things, we do not want to even listen about it, because it affects our nafs. We want to hear everything that gives us some kind of hope and some kind of pride increases, and where we don't have to do anything. All we have to do is pass some comment. Then those things we like to listen to. Whereas Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam emphasized on these issues, because that is where either we will invite people towards Islam or we will be distancing people from Islam. The person who will have humility, he is not going to be proud and arrogant, and he's not going to be bossy and very fussy, and the person is not going to be walking on the surface of the earth like Fir'aun and Haman and Shaddad and Namrud. Then in his tawazu, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has got such a magnetic effect that people will be drawn towards Islam and towards Iman, and they will follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq to make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.